Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. I am coming to you live. God is good and worthy to be praised. There is none like Him, and I worship Him. I worship Him, and I praise Him. I glorify His name. You know, I want to let you know that God sees your efforts. Amen. There's somebody out there that needs to be encouraged in the Lord. I want to encourage you on today and let you know that your efforts are not in vain. God sees your efforts. He sees what you're doing. He knows what you're going through. And I want you to be encouraged to keep pressing forward. Don't quit. Don't give up. Hold out in faith. I know it looks hard, and I know that it looks impossible, some of the things that the Lord has for you to do. But don't go by what it looks like. Go by what God has spoken to you in your spirit, what God has spoken to you through His prophets, what God has spoken to you through His word. Hear the voice of God. And that is why it is so important. It's just so important that you have a personal relationship with God. Because if you don't have a personal relationship with God, you can get off course and find yourself giving up. So this is really not about not giving up. This is about maintaining the faith. Maintaining the faith. Let me make a confession to you. I want to make a confession to you. I have to fight every day to keep the faith, to do what I do for the Lord. Don't think that I have arrived, because I have not arrived. I am still pressing, like Paul. I am still pressing forward for the prize for which I have been called heavenward in Christ. Amen. And sometimes I hear myself doing this, and I'm like, girl, what are you doing? But at the end of the day, God will always remind me that I am doing what He has called me to do. I am on purpose, full of power, out here on the battlefield for the Lord, doing what God has called me to do. And I'm glad that you've tuned in. This is a call-in show, and you can call in anytime during the program. The telephone number is 646-652-4832. So my confession to you is that I don't have it all together, that I still have to press forward to do the things that God has called me to do. My confession to you is that sometimes I do get scared, but I remember the words of Jesus Christ, not to be afraid, not to doubt, but to keep moving forward, knowing that God is with me, helps me so much, knowing that I am not alone, that I don't have to take this journey alone, but that God is always with me. And that's what I'm saying to you on today. I know that it's not by chance that you have tuned in to hear me talking to you about maintaining the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep hope alive. Do not let the devil steal your hope. Do not let the devil steal your hope. Keep moving forward. Let me be a testimony to you. Whenever you get discouraged, whenever you feel like you can't make it, whenever you feel like quitting, you turn on your radio. And whether it's 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or whatever time it may be at the time, there will be archives here. And you will hear my voice telling you to press, 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 and pray. Be persistent, persevere, and keep moving forward, because the promise is at hand. God's word will not fail. He will do what He said He would do. Amen. And praise God. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be with you on today. If you want to talk to me about anything, this is your show. This has been my prayer. So this particular program is an answer to my prayer. I have been doing radio for a year, and it was my prayer that I would be able to come on the radio live and speak to the listeners. It has been my prayer that I could speak to the listeners. And if you're listening, I want to talk to you, because my prayer has been answered that I am able to talk to you live while I am doing the show. The number is right there on the board, 646 652-4832. So you can call me anytime during this program. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. Father, I thank you for Blog Talk Radio. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to come before your people, to come on international radio, international internet radio, to share your word with those who will come to listen. Father, I pray that you be glorified in my life, in everything that I do, everything that I am, everything that I ever aspire to be. I pray for my listeners right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, someone is having a tough time today, and I pray for that person right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will heal their marriage and heal their body, Father God. Heal, Father God, the brokenhearted, Father God. Begin to minister hope to the hurting. And Father God, begin to minister hope to those who feel like their situations are just plain hopeless. I pray right now, Father God, for that young mother, Father God, who is having trouble even raising her children, Father God. I pray, Father God, for that wife, that husband, Father God, who is having problems in the marriage. And I pray, Father God, that you will encourage their hearts during this half an hour, Father God, that you will give them, Father God, a new, Father God, sense of anticipation for the great things that you're going to do in their lives. So I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, on the lives of those who have tuned in to hear this show. And I pray for their businesses, Father God. I pray for the employment area, Father God, where these people are working, your sons and your daughters. And I pray that you bless them. Let the work of their hands be blessed, Father God. I pray for increase. Increase in the name of Jesus, that each and every person will prosper, that they will prosper in the area of their finances, their health, their marriages, their hope, their joy, their peace, their homes, their businesses, their parenting, their everything pertaining to their lives, that they will prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper. So, Lord, I thank you for my listeners, and I pray, Father God, that you will get the glory as this show increases, as we increase in listenership, as people tune in across the globe. Let there be, Father God, a new sense of revival in America, in the UK, in Africa, in China, in India, and in all of the countries across the world and around the world. Be glorified in the east, the west, the north, and the south. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I lift up this prayer and touch and agree with every single person listening. Amen. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. I feel God right now. I don't know about you, but I feel God. There is always something about prayer. You may have heard the strain in my voice, but I asked you before, and I want to ask you again to pray for me, because I don't see people with secular programming having a problem coming on the air. But I know that me coming in the name of Jesus, I'm having difficulty getting on the air every single time that I come to do a program. Something goes wrong, and I'm standing. I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, and I declare that God's word will go forward in the name of Jesus. I'm here for you. I'm here for those who are lost, those who are discouraged and disheartened, for those who are on purpose and looking for an answer from God as to what you should be doing next. I'm here for you, and I don't have time to play with the devil. I don't like the devil, because the devil came to kill me. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. So I don't have time to play. I'm going to pray. When I feel that pressure, I'll just go into warfare, because we fight not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of darkness in high places. And I know that they want to take this ministry down, but the devil cannot touch this ministry, because this is the Lord's ministry, and I am here on purpose, full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and praise God. So call me and give me your testimony. Talk to me about whatever the Lord is doing in your life on today. Talk to me about your faith, some of the ways that you have been challenged in your faith. Tell somebody about this program. Call somebody and say, there is a program on Power in the Word, and there is a pastor from New Jersey, Pastor Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries, and she is talking today about faith. Amen. Amen and praise the Lord. My number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. I want to share a scripture with you. I want to share scripture with you. I'm talking to you about faith, and this is a very common scripture. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen. Praise God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen. Some of us, including myself, are hoping for some phenomenal things from the Lord. Not because of vainglory, not because we imagine ourselves to be great, but because God has deposited some things on the inside of us that must come to manifestation before we leave this earth. And the only way that we're going to begin to experience everything that God has for us to experience is by faith. We must have faith. We must first believe that God is. We must first believe that this God that we cannot see, this God that we cannot reach out and touch with our hands in a tangible way, in a physical way, this God that has been questioned, this God that has been refuted, this God that has been denied, this same God has deposited some things on the inside of us and given us purpose for our lives. We must have the faith to believe that God's plan for us is better than the plan that we have for ourselves. We must believe that God's plan for us is better than the plan of the enemy, or better than the plan of anybody that we may know. God's plan supersedes the plans of everybody and everything else. It is impossible to please God if we don't first believe that he exists. We must believe that there is a God. How? How in the world can we do some of the stuff that we do without the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us? How? And this is really blowing my mind. On Monday, I received a call from a young man, Daniel Myers. And Daniel called me up to let me know that he listens to the show, and he encouraged me. He encouraged my soul. Amen. He emailed me and just, you know, basically let me know that he was encouraged by speaking to me and everything like that. But today, when I was looking at the program, I noticed that this same young man, Daniel Myers, has a radio program. Now, Daniel Myers is only 16 years old, but his program is far more advanced than that of a 16-year-old young man. This young man is on purpose. He is doing a show here on politics, and he is actually following the 2008 president's campaign. And it is amazing what this young man has done. Some would call him a boy, but he is a young man who has already determined that he is going to have a voice, amen, even in the arena of politics. How can anyone do this if they do not have the power of the Lord guiding them and directing them to do something significant? This is something significant. His show is already blowing up. He has listeners. He has people emailing him. He has a blog. He has people IMing him. I mean, this young man has a vision. And that is what God gives us as a result of the faith that we have, that we can do things that are not even imagined in some arenas. When I was 16 years old, I didn't have that type of vision. I didn't have the Lord in my life, and I did not have that kind of vision. But this young man has a vision that is beyond words, and it's just the beginning for him. God is going to do something great with this young man and this radio show that he has started. So what has God told you to do that you have not done? I know that the Lord spoke to Daniel and said, I want you to do this. And he did not give him the whole picture, because don't you know, when God gives you something to do, he is not going to give you the whole picture. He will give you bits and pieces, and the rest you're going to have to trust God for. Amen. You're going to have to trust God by faith. It is important that you have faith. So you must believe that God exists, and you must believe that God rewards those who diligently and earnestly seek him. What are you seeking? Are you seeking fame and fortune? Are you seeking a big house or a fancy car? Are you seeking to make a name for yourself? Or are you seeking the Lord? Are you seeking the hands of God? Are you seeking for God to give you something, to do something for you? Or are you seeking to do something for God? Are you seeking the face of God? Are you seeking his face, his glory over your life? And we've gotten it twisted. We have gotten it twisted, and we need to get back to God. We need to get back to worshiping God, to loving God, to seeking God's face, to finding out what the purpose is that God has for our lives. We need to stop pleasing people and start pleasing God. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. Yes, I did. We need to stop pleasing people and get back to pleasing God. What does God say about what's going on in your life today? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see the glory of the Lord, or do you see somebody that you would rather not look at? Do you see yourself as a servant of God, or do you see yourself as a servant of the enemy of God? What do you see when you look in the mirror? Can you look yourself in the eye and say, I am a child of the Most High God? And if you can't, I want to help you with that. I want to help you to know that God does exist and God does have a great plan. And if you're listening to me, that means that God has a plan for your life, that God has called you to listen to this Power in the Word program today so that you can hear that before you were born, while you were yet in your mother's womb, that God had his hand on you, that God created you in your mother's womb. He knew how you would look, how you would talk, how you would walk. Every hair on your head is numbered. God loves you. He has a great plan for you. He has a purpose for you. Before you live one day, every single day of your life was written in God's book. Amen. God already has a plan for you. He foreknew you. He called you. He predestined you. He justify you, and now he is in the process of making the manifestation of the glorification that is already over your life come into fruition. Amen. In other words, what God is doing, he's glorifying you in the physical realm, on the earthly realm, because you have already been glorified in the heavenly realm. Amen. Praise God. I'll have to listen back to hear what I just said, because that was God, and I pray that you got it. It was Rhema word saying, whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're working on, whatever you're trying to do, it's already done. Jesus. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're working on, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're hoping for, whatever you're putting your faith in as far as God is concerned, is already done. Jesus, thank you, Lord. I'm receiving that word right now in the name of Jesus. It is done. It is already done. It has already been done. The Bible says that those he foreknew, he called. Those he called, he predestined, or those he foreknew, he predestined. Those he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. It's done. It is done. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Don't struggle with this thing. Do not struggle, but let God have his way in your life. It is already done. I want to move on, and I want to just drive this home for a minute. The Lord is leading me to the book of Proverbs. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Proverbs, and you might hear my voice and say, wow, she sounds a little bit tired today, and that's because I am tired. I'm working on a project. I have a new book coming out, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, and it's coming out in May. Praise God. It will be released in May. And I was up late last night. The Lord is dealing with me in so many areas, and I'm just so excited that I can't sleep. It's not worry. It's not anxiety, but there's an anticipation in my spirit. Expect something from God. What are you expecting from God? I want to tell you to get your level of expectation up and begin to get excited about what God is doing in your life. God is doing something phenomenal in your life, and you need to get excited about it. You need to just begin to run around the house, and when you go to church, run around the church and begin to praise God. Begin to shout hallelujah. Begin to lift up your hands and worship the Lord, because God is doing something great. So what you hear in my voice, what you were hearing was me trying to contain myself, because I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm trying to get these words out right. I'm trying to speak properly. I'm trying to make sure that I'm enunciated. But really, all I feel in my spirit is a great sense of excitement about what God is doing in the earth, what God is doing in my life, and what God is doing in your life. Because if you are tapped into the Spirit of God, you are in for something magnificent. Receive it in the name of Jesus. If you believe in God right now for healing, I declare you are healed in the name of Jesus. If you believe in God for peace, I declare peace over your life right now in the name of Jesus. If you believe in God for him to save a child, I declare that that child shall come to know Jesus Christ as you set the example before him or her in the name of Jesus. Whatever you believe in God for, stretch out your faith. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Let your faith meet mine right now in the name of Jesus. I got enough faith for all of us. Amen. Praise God. And I want to let you know that it's not over until God says it's over. And until you wrap your faith around what God can really do, until you wrap your faith around the potential that is on your life, you will not be able to walk into the manifestation of what God has for you. Get ready to be blessed mightily of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. As you trust God, as you begin to trust in him, amen, then you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are on your way to something good. Because verse 13 says, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. Amen. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. My God, my God. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. Amen. You have got to know, and I'm going to keep reading. It says that her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Amen. Amen. You want your blessing right now? Get some wisdom. And while you're at it, get some understanding, because this is where you're going to get your riches, your prosperity, your good health. This is where you're going to get your peace and your joy when you believe and understand and receive the fact that God is God and He has already laid the foundation for your life, amen, before you were born. He has already established that He would make your name great. He has already established that He would prosper you and give you the ability to get well. So whatever you're believing God for today, wrap your faith around this particular scripture, these verses of scripture, and know that if you lean not on your own understanding, it does not make sense. It does not make sense what God has revealed to you. The Bible says that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it been revealed to man the plans that God has for you. But it has been revealed by His Spirit, amen. And you have to get that it has been revealed by the Spirit of the Lord that lives in you. And as you continue to seek the Lord, as you continue to meditate on His laws and delight on His laws, you will be like that tree planted by streams of living water, and everything that you do will prosper. Amen. This is Power in the Word, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to you today about faith, about wrapping your faith around the Word of God, around the fact that God exists, that God has a great plan for your life, that God is going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think, ask, or imagine, as long as you continue to delight yourself in Him, in His law, in His ways, in His and move forward with His plan and not your plan. Amen. Commit your plans to the Lord, the Bible tells us, and everything that you do, you will succeed in that thing. Amen. And praise God. I'm excited about it because I got this word. I got it. And my next book is going to be a bestseller in the name of Jesus, because God is getting the glory. Whatever you do, make sure that God is getting the glory. And again, this is a call-in show. If you are listening and you have something to say, if you're jumping out of your chair right now, call me, 646-652-4832. And I understand if you don't, it's okay, because some people are so caught up in the spirit right now because you're receiving the word for your life. Wrap your faith around the fact that God is going to do what He said He's going to do. Young Daniel, if you're listening, wrap your faith around the fact that you're going to be big in politics. When I looked at your blog today, I saw somebody running for office somewhere. One day you're going to be very big in the arena of politics. Wrap your faith around that in the name of Jesus. Wrap your faith around your healing. God can heal you. Amen. God can heal you. You're already healed in Jesus' name. I mean, don't stop going to the doctors. Take your medicine. But as you take your treatment, declare, I am healed in Jesus' name. Begin to thank God for your healing. I didn't say thank the universe. I said thank God for your healing. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to share one more scripture with you before I close out, and that is from the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, there was a centurion, and he was a man of great power who had servants up unto him. He had someone that was sick. His servant was sick, and he went to Jesus and said, he said, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Amen. He told Jesus, just say the word, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done to you just as you believed it would. And that's the word for you today. Go, it will be done to you just as you believe it will. Amen. And praise God. And I want to tell you, if you don't know Jesus, He came and lived and died so that you could have life, so that you could have eternity with God. If you believe that and you receive it in your heart, you too, my brother, you too are saved. Amen. And praise God. That is the end of this program. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.